Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
This is WA2U.
KC2NBU.
Okay, I got N2PFM, WA2U, and KC2MBU. Are there any other check-ins? N2PFM, George, good evening. What's up tonight?
Well, scan is acting up there. Alright, good evening. This is N2PFM in the Mountainside Watson. Temperature here is 57 degrees. Temperature range today was very short, was 52 to 59. And we had rain the morning, some in the afternoon again, but mostly cloudy all day, and definitely not nice weather, that's for sure. Found out that with those solar panels, they forgot to send a low voltage wire with it, so finally sending me that, and I should be able to get the trench dug, and can't do anything, put the panels up onto the platform we built or anything, the other two panels, until so that wire comes, so that should be about Wednesday. So that was a discouragement, disappointment for the day, and hopefully it's being rectified. And with all this cutthroat things going on with the internet providers, managed to get the deal from Frontier for just, don't have to have a cell phone or anything, just the internet, the DSL for $30 a month for the next 3 years, so. Got it, and glad I do, because the friend I used to go to all the time in Louisville with all to use the internet, found out today he's full of cancer. So, unfortunately, I don't think he's going to be around much longer from the looks of it. We'll say God bless at the 73s for now, and hope everyone is doing well on that end. This is in, especially Harry. You know, he was quite sick, and if Clint gets over his thing and whatever, and the same for anyone else who might be ill at this point. God bless in 73s, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, well, with all this rain, it wouldn't have been fun putting in that wire anyway the last couple of days. But supposedly it's supposed to start clearing up here. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The WA2LK is doing fine. He's at home, getting back into the swing of being home, and hopefully everybody else's colds and whatever will pass on by here. So, all right, thanks, George. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, up in Clay. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, good evening. It's WA2U. Good evening to the assembled multitude, about 59 degrees here. And the just check the temperature. George there and everyone else, those on frequency, those listening, had a good day. Went to a big garage sale early, got a few goodies, and all they had CDs and DVDs and odds and ends, so we always had a lot of fun with that. And they're having it again tomorrow, so local group here, Meals on Wheels, North Syracuse area, so we, one of the advantages of being retired, I guess we got to go today, tomorrow, probably more of a zoo there. Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you. Hopefully it'll be a little bit drier tomorrow. Anyone interested in e-cars, that's on tomorrow. 7.255, they have the roll call at 10 a.m. So Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and hopefully you're copying us okay here from Clay, WAQ73 to all.
Yeah, John, we copied you loud and clear here. Sounded good. Yep, this is that time of year for yard sales. Here in the village of Boonville, they're having the Fest of Boonville this weekend, starting tomorrow, and it's kind of a tradition here, which basically is town-wide yard sales, so if you happen to be around the Boonville, the village of Boonville area, come on down. There's also, besides the village-wide yard sales, there's a lot going on in the village, a lot of little events and stuff, so it's a good time. And we're actually having a yard sale here at our house, too, so we try to do it once a year. It's a good way to clear out all that stuff you don't use anymore. Maybe somebody else has use for it. So, all right, John, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KC2, MBU, Ray, good evening. Is that hill still there, or has it been washed away?
No, it's a bit soggy, but I figure by the time we get flooded out, Boonville will be under 100 feet of water, so we got 56 degrees up on the hill here, and just hearing him mention about the low-voltage wire, I ordered a solar panel kit for one of my campers, and it came out of California. They had the best price out there. And the special UV-resistant low-voltage wire came from Owl Wire in Canastota, New York.
That figures. It went from coast to coast just to get to you.
Yeah, I could have saved myself a wee bit on shipping, I think.
Now, is Owl Wire still around? I know they've done something. I don't know if they downsized or they moved. Operations around. Are they still around here, though?
Yeah, they actually, there's still Owl Wire, Owl Cable or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. You know, I had a family member that was working there. Maybe he just switched jobs. Maybe that's what I'm, I don't remember. But I thought for some reason either that or they were just moving one of their warehouses to somewhere where he didn't want to drive to. I can't remember. But, all right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in, and stay dry up there. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. You ready for that Black Friday challenge?
Well, in usual fashion, no. I'm working on a radio here to put the frequencies in and put it in the car, and I just swapped my Escort for my tracker down at Bob J's and picked up the tracker so that I can not have any problems on the muddy roads there. And of course there was no radio in it, so I got to stick something in there and plop a little mag mount on the hood for temporary, and then when I get in there put up the big mast so we can get into the repeaters from the middle of nowhere. And hopefully I'll be wrapped up with the outside stuff in a few minutes here, and then I just got to sort of get things ready, appropriate outdoor, foul weather outdoor gear, I guess, and a little bit of food and whatever. And it'll be interesting. KC2WI.
Roger that. Well, it's a mixed report, depending on who you listen to, but either way, Sunday's supposed to be nice. It might be hit or miss there up in the Adirondacks, but you might get lucky.
Yeah, last I looked at it, it was Sunday was going to be partly sunny and 73 or something, and then next week's going to be kind of all rainy again. I don't mind too much. I got a lot of stuff to do. Better if it doesn't pour, and I don't really think we need any more rain now, but cool weather is okay with me for a little while. I get a lot more done that way.
Roger that. I'm ready for some warm weather, some sunshine. So is the garden. The garden's had enough water. Time for some sun. All right, Pete, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, today was just an average work day. Working along, matter of fact, I got done about an hour ago, and I'm pretty much going to wrap that up for the weekend. We have the yard sale here this weekend, plus we're going to see some stuff going on in the village. And I'm probably going to head up to camp at some point here and tinker around up there for a little bit. But otherwise, when we stick around the house, we got a lot of projects here to get done, and there's just never seems to be enough time. You know, we keep waiting all year. You know, it's snowy all year, and we're waiting for this time of year. And when it gets here, we got a list a mile long of things to do. And then the next thing you know, the snow starts flying again. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, I'd like to mention that the Boomville Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be held Tuesday, June 18th at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, and that'll be at 7 p.m. Everybody is welcome, I should say, and anybody looking to get into the hobby, this is a great place to start. Get you all the information, get you on your way to getting your at least your technical license, and then what comes on beyond that, your general and advanced. So, all right, this will be the last call. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return to this frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, John, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73s to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2 AIT clear.
KD2DYB doing a call up this evening for Acton, looking for check-ins. KD2DYB for Acton, looking for stations with or without traffic.
This is
KJ2Q
with no traffic. Good evening, Dad.
Hi, Jim. KJ2Q. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else? Okay, we'll make one more call for Acton, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. We're looking for check-ins. All stations are welcome. And nothing further heard. 73, John, K2DYB.